On the Scarcity of Redshift O in Millimeter Band Molecular Absorption, by S. J. Curran. Despite much searching, redshift decimeter and millimeter band absorption by molecular gas remains very rare, limited to just 6 systems at Z greater than 0.05. Detection of these transitions can yield precise diagnostics of the conditions of the star-forming gas in the earlier universe. The hydroxyl, O, radical being of particular interest is in the 18 cm ground state. There are 4 different transitions located close to high 21 cm and thus detectable with the square kilometer array and its pathfinders. The 4 transitions of O have very different dependencies on the fundamental constants, thus having much potential in testing for any evolution in these over large look-back times. By collating the photometry in a uniform manner, we confirm our previous hypothesis that the normalized O absorption strength is correlated with the optical near-infrared red color of the sight line. Applying this to the published searches, we find that all, but 1, J0414 plus O54, have simply not been searched sufficiently deeply. We suggest that this is due to the standard selection of sources with reliable optical redshifts introducing a bias against those with enough dust with which to shield the molecular gas. For the single source search to sufficient depth, we have reason to suspect that the high degree of reddening arises from another system along the sight line, thus not being inconsistent with our hypothesis. We also show that the same optical redshift bias can account for the scarcity of millimeter band absorption. This was On the Scarcity of Redshift O in Millimeter Band Molecular Absorption, by S. J. Curran.